In California, Cesar Chavez has turned to the boycott, the weapon that won for his grape workers, to see if it works as well in the lettuce fields. Richard Thrawkell reports.
Come on out! Join the strike! This is your struggle too!
Cesar Chavez, United Farm Workers on strike. And the target this time is not grapes, but the Salinas Valley's multi-million dollar crop of lettuce, the growers who raise it, and the rival Teamsters Union, which has already scooped Chavez by signing contracts with the growers covering these field hands. Weeks of picketing has produced nothing but violence on both sides and a standoff with the growers. So today, Chavez announced he is adopting the tactic that won him the grape strike in Delano, a boycott of most of Salinas lettuce.
Just like in Delano 5 years ago, we were confronted with the same situation. And out of our experience in this last 5 years, we know that, and it's been proving time and again, that in such circumstances, the best thing to do is to, if we want to continue nonviolently and continue to win, is to go out on a boycott. We're sending people to 64 cities in North America, and we're leaving immediately. And the boycott will be on until the last lettuce grower signs.
The growers, who have already lost half this year's lettuce crop to the strike, insist they have beaten Chavez in the fields and will now defeat him in the nation's supermarkets.
The fact is that the courts have ruled this dispute to be what it is, a jurisdictional dispute, an attack by one union upon another. And we are sure that when the public, the grocery store owners, and the produce brokers realize these facts, they will not participate in any petty jurisdictional boycott that would penalize the vast majority of our field workers and deprive the housewife of her right to free choice. Grapes could be a product that the housewife can take or leave, and I'm not sure that's true of lettuce. I think that lettuce is a much more stable commodity. It could be like asking the housewife to give up bread, for instance. So we'll see what happens.
Chavez, who says he has the full backing of the AFL-CIO, is far from beaten yet, although he may find that convincing people to stop buying lettuce is a lot tougher than getting them to stop buying grapes. A man's political convictions are not always as important as what's in his lunchbox. Richard Thrawkell, CBS News, Salinas, California.